Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips. Tips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-689-3005. 800-689-3005. That's 800-689-3005. 800-689-3005.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
We thank you ever so much for tuning into Tomorrow for the weekend of September 2nd, 2022. And hope that you're enjoying a best of, I assure you, some calls, some interviews, some other info that you likely had not heard. And this is a best of because we, the team, are traveling to Berlin, Germany, and setting up our broadcast booth to start our 2022 IFA coverage next week on this very broadcast.
Yeah, had to dust off our passports.
We did, because we haven't used them in a couple of years. Something about a pandemic and whatnot. But we're back. Actually, we've been covering IFA for 20 years, which is a long time in our 27 years on the air.
Yeah.
So we'll be covering them again this year, not only with a ton of radio interviews, some keynote highlights and so forth, but video of all the radio interviews. How on earth do we do that?
Magic.
Yeah. Or three cameras.
Yeah, and some editing software.
And a bunch of multi-switchers, TV lights, yeah. Switchers, all sorts of stuff. Because we want to show you not only the guests, trust me, some of which you want to see. Some of which you don't. But like, you don't want to see me either. But you want to see the products that they're showing. The cool new innovations that we run across on the show floors out of like 30 halls, exhibit halls, on the Messe Galland fairgrounds in Berlin, Germany. Yes?
Yes.
Well, we'll be there and we'll be bringing you all those cool things. And if you've got questions about anything that you hear or see as part of our IFA coverage, you can join us anytime. We'll get answers to those questions and air them after we get back. Yes. From IFA.
You can do that by calling 800-899-INTO using the Ask Dave microphone at intotomorrow.com or that message to studio button in our free Into Tomorrow app. And while you're out there on all those online sites, make sure you subscribe to our free podcasts. You're going to want to.
Samuel in Jackson, Tennessee, listens online and is participating with the free, we love you for it, Into Tomorrow app. Hey, Samuel.
I have a question regarding my outside security cameras. I can view them inside of my mobile app on my smartphone, but I was wondering if there's a way that I can somehow view them on my laptop at home. I can't find any information from the manufacturer. Thank you. You guys are great. Keep up the good work.
Well, thank you for the kind words, Samuel. Unfortunately, we won't be able to tell you without knowing the make and model of your cameras. The real answer is that any camera that can broadcast to an app generally has the capability to broadcast to a browser, and that's most likely how it was tested during development. But whether that ability is exposed to the end user, well, that's another matter altogether.
Yeah, some manufacturers send all their data straight to their servers with no options to reach the local network to make it easier for an end user to access the cameras from anywhere. Others do it to be able to charge a subscription fee and make them available anywhere. Of those, some only provide an app. Others will allow you to log into their website to also see the camera.
And there are others that will allow you to play back the video on your home network without requiring it to go out anywhere else. Those can typically be played easily on a laptop, but require more of a setup on mobile apps. Think setting up servers and ports and port forwarding rather than just logging in.
Yeah, so depending on which cameras you bought, the manufacturer may fall into any of those categories. So without knowing more, we won't really be able to tell you if you can access your cameras from a laptop, but the manufacturer isn't advertising the feature, so odds are that it doesn't exist.
Yeah. Now, it depends, again, on what kind of cameras you have. We've got some around here that we test. EasyViz allows us to show, to display it on the phone and also on a browser. Reolink, which is one of my favorite cameras because it follows motion outside, can also be viewed on a browser or the app. So those are handy. Some, of course, Ring cameras, as much as they suck, can also be viewed on a browser.
Yeah, they don't really advertise that much, but yeah, you can go to ring.com, log in, and see your cameras.
Yeah. So again, Samuel, let us know what kinds of cameras you're talking about, and we'll do a little more digging for you and try to help you out. Trying to tame your sweet tooth? Well, start with looking for hidden sugar in lots of common foods. With this week's Into Tomorrow wellness tip brought to you by Human Touch, here's Victoria Ladoc.
Thanks, Dave. Keeping tabs on your sugar intake is important for a heart-healthy lifestyle. The World Health Organization recommends keeping added sugars to 5% or less of your daily calorie intake. Here are some sugar-cutting tips. Avoid sauces with added sugar. Check for sugar in canned foods. Be careful with so-called healthy processed snack foods. Some snacks, such as granola bars, protein bars, and dried fruit, can contain just as much sugar as chocolate and candy bars.
Darn.
For Into Tomorrow, I'm Victoria Ladoc. Back to you, Dave.
Well, thank you. The Into Tomorrow wellness tip is brought to you by Human Touch. For products that help you recover, revitalize, and relax, and they do every day, visit humantouch.com. Carl in the Dakotas. He doesn't want to say which one, I guess.
Yeah. Maybe he's from both.
It could be. Maybe he straddles the North and South Dakota line.
Yeah.
I don't know. It could be. Anyways, participating with the Ask Dave button at intotomorrow.com. We appreciate that. Hey, Carl?
Yes, I just want to let your listeners know there is a gizmo / gadget out there that might be useful for them that I recently stumbled upon, and that's a Bluetooth to FM converter. If you have an older car or a pickup that has a cassette deck and you're plugging it in and using a little adapter to go to your headphone jack, much easier nowadays just to use this Bluetooth to FM adapter. It'll connect to your Bluetooth-enabled phone and put out the signal on the FM channel of your choice. Works out pretty good as you come under this hot summer giveaway.
Well, very good. We appreciate that. Another listener helping listeners.
Yeah. And those devices do tend to work very well unless you live in an area like we do in, you know, South Florida, Miami area, where we've got like a radio station on every frequency. So there are no real clear frequencies for those FM transmitters to work on.
That's true, because that's the key. You got to find a clear frequency, and there you go. It'll work very well. But when you got a lot of radio stations in your area, that doesn't work as well. Or it's a little more difficult to fine-tune and see what happens, but good suggestion, though, Carl. We appreciate that. And, of course, that qualifies him to win goodies. But how does one participate like he did? He used the Ask Dave button at intotomorrow.com on any device with a browser and a microphone. But there are other ways.
Yeah, if you don't want to do that, you can use the Into Tomorrow app. It works similar. There's a button there that'll allow you to record a question, comment, help for listeners, some tech rage, and send that to us.
It says message to studio.
Yes. Or if you want to be old-fashioned and use your phone as a phone, you can hit those digits, 800-899-INTO. It's 800-899-4686.
Either way, the key is for you to be heard on the air and win goodies.
The cool Into Tomorrow hot summer giveaway.
He just said that. Good heavens. Why do I have to repeat him? Anyway, but we got goodies for you for the summer giveaway. All you need to do is be heard on the air, participate, contribute to the show in one way or another, and you can win things like...
From Pivo, we've got several of their Pivo Pod Active. These will allow you to capture video and images with 360-degree motion tracking, target exposure, and auto-zoom.
Oh, they're very cool. How about from Skosh? They always send us a bunch of cool things. This time, they sent us GoBat 5K Portable Power Banks, Magic Mount Pro Charge 5 for MagSafe and Qi-enabled phones, Power-Up 600 Jump Starter with flashlight and USB charging outlets, and more goodies.
Hampton Products International sent us a box full of smart products, including a security light with camera, a pan and tilt indoor camera, a power strip, a surge protector. You wouldn't think that'd be smart, but it is.
It is.
Adjustable white floodlight bulbs and outdoor smart plugs with two outlets.
Having any difficulty with your cell phone signal? Well, Sure Call provided us with a $500 Fusion To Go Max Cell Phone Signal Booster. That could be yours.
I might be able to outdo that one. How about a $1,500 48-volt electric Denago bike from bike.com?
Man, we are loving the bike. They sent us one to play with for the summer, and the team fights over it all the time. You know, it's my turn. No, you had it yesterday. No, you... But it's a good fight because everybody gets a chance to ride this cool e-bike.
And it's the perfect bike because you don't have to pedal.
That's true.
Perfect bike for me.
It's got pedal assist and a little button you can hold down and you don't pedal at all. It just goes. Anyway, very cool. Of course, we have descriptions for you. We've got all sorts of things available. Links to all the goodies we're giving away, and it's all available for you when you visit us at intotomorrow.com. And just look for the summer giveaway post. And we're adding things very regularly, and you won't want to miss any of them because there's a lot of cool new stuff. All the details on the cool Into Tomorrow hot summer giveaway are available at intotomorrow.com.